Welcome to Kinsey Confidential. This is your opportunity to ask questions about sex and have them answered. I'm Dr. Debbie Herbenik, a sexual health educator at the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Here is today's question. I'm having a very weird experience. It seems like there's been some kind of a change with my private area. I've been sexually active with my boyfriend for a year and a half, and he has been perfectly normal for me. Then, at one point, it started to hurt, especially when he tried to insert his penis. It felt like the skin was burning, and it felt like sandpaper was being held against the clitoris's skin. But that went away, and now it's just impossible for him to insert his penis. I don't understand what has caused the change, because it was never like this.
There are many reasons why women may develop vaginal pain or pain during sex, and it's impossible for me to know what's causing your issues with pain. But let's go over some of the possibilities. Because sex used to feel all right for you, I'm guessing that it is unlikely that you're generally afraid or fearful of having sex. However, if for some reason you feel that you've long felt afraid of sex, uncomfortable having sex with your boyfriend, or guilty or ashamed about your sexual behavior, it might be helpful to talk with a sex therapist. If sex used to feel pleasurable and good for you, this is probably unlikely to be true for you, but I would be remiss if I didn't mention it. Sometimes circumstances change, and people go from feeling positive about sex to feeling worried or shameful about sex, and certainly the way that one feels about sex can impact on how it feels physically. It's also possible that medical issues are at stake here. I would highly recommend checking in with a gynecologist or other healthcare provider to see if any physical causes of your pain can be identified. Sometimes women develop genital skin conditions that can cause or contribute to pain during sex. These conditions are often treatable. Other times, women have internal causes of pelvic pain. It may also be that you've developed an allergic reaction to a lubricant that you've been using or to a lubricated condom that you've been using during sex. If you're using condoms, consider switching brands and trying a non-lubricated condom to see if that changes how sex feels. If you're using lubricants, you might try not using a lubricant one time or else switching brands to one such as Good Clean Love that doesn't include some common irritants in its ingredients. It's also very important that you let your boyfriend know how much sex hurts for you. Most people want to create pleasurable experiences for their partner. If he doesn't care how much sex hurts for you and is focused only on his pleasure, that's something you might want to pay attention to. And if he's trying to avoid causing pain for you and you're the one who insists on having sex in spite of experiencing pain, you might ask yourself why it is that you feel vaginal intercourse is so important to have, even when it hurts and makes you want to cry, as you've noted. There are many ways of sharing intimacy and being sexual together that don't have to involve vaginal intercourse, including kissing, sexual touching, oral sex, and sex toy play. Exploring these more often may help create positive experiences for you too while you work to address this issue. Finally, you might find it helpful to read When Sex Hurts, A Woman's Guide to Banishing Sexual Pain by some of this country's leading experts in women's sexual health and vulvovaginal pain. Please know that sex doesn't have to hurt, and there are often good treatments and therapies available to help improve your sexual experiences.
You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook and follow updates all week long. That's at facebook.com/KinseyConfidential, or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more at kinseyconfidential.org. Our next question.
What are the chances of pregnancy during menstruation?
Generally speaking, a woman is unlikely to become pregnant while she's having her period. However, that does not mean that it is impossible to become pregnant when a woman is having menstrual bleeding. The reason that it is unlikely for a woman to become pregnant during her period is because a pregnancy cannot occur if there is not an egg and some sperm to begin with. Each month, most women release one egg, also called an ovum, during a process called ovulation. An egg typically lives for about 24 hours or less. Then, approximately 14 days after ovulation, a woman typically begins her menstrual period, meaning that she likely does not have any living eggs that have been released at that time and that are available in her body to be fertilized. At least not in theory. Sometimes women release more than one egg per month. More often, women's cycles may be irregular or short. Also, sperm live longer than eggs do. Some estimates suggest that sperm may live as long as 3 or 5 days. Some suggest that sperm may occasionally live in a woman's body for as long as a week. In any case, if a man ejaculates inside a woman's vagina while she's on her period, and then she ovulates days later or even a week later, it's possible that by the time she ovulates, sperm may still be alive in her body and be able to fertilize her egg, thus a pregnancy.
Again, is it likely that a woman will become pregnant while she's menstruating? No. But is it possible? Absolutely. Our Kinsey Confidential website provides more information about reliable forms of birth control to assist you in decisions related to family planning and safer sex.
Dr. Debbie Herbenick is a sexual health researcher and educator at the Kinsey Institute. Kinsey Confidential is produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. We need your questions. Submit them through our website, where you can listen to archived episodes of the podcast and read the blog. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.